In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello, I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And I'm Clinton Utterbach.
We're so thrilled that you are part of this series that we are sharing this week. We call it Submission is Serving as a Friend. And we know that when we truly have our friends intact, we don't have a problem with serving them. We don't have demands and requirements over and above what we would want to be expected of us. And so when you understand that serving Jesus as a friend, you will give your very best to your friend, then you'll understand what Paul was sharing with Timothy about how the government of the church was supposed to be done. And so we're thrilled that you're there and operating in what you are learning from these messages.
Ladies, I need to let you know, when God speaks to you, there are times that you can go get permission if you know that the person that you need the permission from is tuned into God. But also, if you have heard from God and you know that danger is awaiting a knot of innocent people, it would behoove you to go on and do what needs to be done to get this thing turned around. Because if the man isn't cooperating with you anyway, why now do you suddenly have to go to him? There have been situations in our marriage, Pastor Clinton and I, there's only been one time that we have disagreed, or I guess disagreed is not the word, where I just could not do what he asked me to do. I haven't always been in agreement with him on everything that he said, just because he was the man or just because he was the head. But 99 9/10% of the time, I either did it because of his position as the head, or we agreed to wait and let God clear it up for both of us. But one time only, and that was when the Lord gave me the responsibility of doing the choice is yours. Pastor Clinton was not in agreement with me doing the choice is yours. He didn't want me to be bothered with it because he was under the impression that I was going to expect him to get involved with it. And that wasn't true. I never said to him, you have to do it. I said, God called me to do it. But because it was, yes.
You remember we said that the person that spoke over us, as the two of you agree in your marriage, so the Lord bless. I was under the impression that from that point on, God wanted us to do everything together. So when she came up with the choice is yours, which obviously God had placed in her spirit, because I went on one program and I decided I don't need to do this. When these people start calling up and telling me what they think, you know, my temperament was such, hey. You know, so I knew I wasn't supposed to do that. So it wasn't that I thought she wanted me to do it with her. I knew I couldn't, you know, not and stay saved. But the idea of her doing something apart from me, we had never done anything apart. That's where the misunderstanding came. But men, I'll tell you what I did. It's like, who was that when they were getting ready to crucify Jesus and the Sanhedrin came before the high priest? And he said, if this thing is of God, it'll fly. If it's not, it won't. And I took the same attitude. I said, all right, Lord, if I see that it's working and I know it's you, I'll be satisfied with it because you're satisfied. And I stepped back and just observed. And all of you know, of course, it not only works, it's a tremendous blessing, not just to this ministry, but it's a blessing to the people who are being ministered to.
I'm glad Pastor Clinton shared it from that perspective, because most of us have read so many books, we watch so many videos, and we listen to so many teaching tapes that we think from the day we get married, whatever path we're heading down is the path we must go all the time. And God wants to expand us. He didn't want to separate us. He wanted to expand us. And he knew that Pastor Clinton wasn't the least bit interested, didn't want an anointing, wasn't going to pray for it, wasn't going to get an agreement to do live call-in talk shows. He knew it wasn't his temperament and personality. And, you know, so God doesn't give you gifts that you're not desirous of. From a little girl, I like one-on-one confrontations. I like one-on-one conversations with you. I mean, I like to look you smooth in the eye, if possible. I wish that it were possible for me to look every one of those callers in the eye, because God, somewhere along the line, gave me a gift that I can discern what's in their hearts. I don't just hear what they're saying to me. Most of the time, I know they're lying through their teeth, and I tell them. Only I've now learned how to tell them in such a way that I don't devastate them. I used to just tell them outright, you're just a bald-faced liar. Only one or two recently that I had to do that with. But thank God, because they're being helped. And that's what it's really all about. So whatever it is that you have to do for God to work through you to be a blessing to other people, because if you think that I don't have anything else to do on Thursday nights from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock in the morning, you're sadly mistaken. But I can't think of anything that I would rather do because of the lives that's being affected in a positive way. So my husband, I had to turn that over to God. I knew that it was possibly going to cost me my marriage. But this was a situation where, was I going to obey God or was I going to obey my husband? And I knew my husband didn't have a clue as to what God had told me to do any more than I had understand how anybody can go from sun up in the morning until the next morning sitting and listening to music and playing music and getting with musicians and all. They love it. And so, fine, that's what God's given him. But I had made up in my mind, I love my husband dearly, and there isn't anything in the world that I wouldn't do for him. However, I had heard from God, and I would have rather died at that moment than to give up doing what God told me to do, and God has honored that.
But I must tell you, it's a frightening thing for anybody to know that there's something that a person would choose over you, even when you know it's God. It's scary, you know? You know that God wouldn't do anything negative where you're concerned, but the very fact that there's something that is above you. And it taught me a lesson. Couples, your spouse is not first. God is. Mm-hmm. He always is. He always should be. Because when we stand at the judgment, we're not going to be standing there with a saved spouse, an unsaved spouse, or a child that didn't behave, or whatever, a boss that didn't go out. You're going to be standing there by yourself. And God is going to ask you, what did you do with what I gave you and what you knew? And that's why it's important to keep him first. But we're talking about submission. Is serving as a friend. While there are times, and this is the time that we're talking about where what God has told you. Does everybody understand this is a situation what God has said? Not what you just decide to do or what you want to do. What God has said has to be first. But being a person with the Holy Spirit, I understood this. And so I decided to see what God was going to do. And when God began to do what he is doing, I was satisfied. I didn't have a problem anymore. I knew this is God. And this is the reason why I don't understand men understanding that when God places an anointing on the woman, that's God did place the anointing on them. They didn't place it on themselves. And you go back in history and you look at all of the people, females, that God has used. They didn't put that anointing on themselves. Many of them was the last thing in the world they wanted to do. But when God tells you to do something, he will reward you. And you have to go with it. And men have to understand. In that meeting last night, I sat there in the back of Hagen Hall with that room packed full of couples, and I said to myself, I don't know of any church, nor have I ever been involved with any church, that has taken the couples in the church and brought them together to begin to teach them as what husbands and wives are supposed to do and be to each other. I was amazed. I was sitting there saying, how did this happen? But I can tell you that the family is the basis of any church.
Yes.
A family unit is the basis of any church. You can see in the Bible, God authorized it, and through the family is the way he propagated the gospel from the beginning, you know? And so all I'm saying is, I somehow wish we were able to have the whole church just sit around the auditorium and ask questions, especially about relationships, not just husbands and wives, but relationships, brothers and sisters, you know, children and parents, because the Bible has so much to say in putting a foundation into us so that we will be at peace and be able to go on from there and do the will of God without all this baggage or what the scripture says, these weights that so easily beset us, and run the race with patience.
When my husband recognized the call on my life and the anointing to do this particular phase of it, I found myself being able to yield to him even more because now he was cooperating with God.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the Internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.